This podcast was produced on the lands of the Kabi Kabi people. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging and thank them for how they have lovingly cared for and preserved the land, natural resources, and bush medicine in which we are inspired by today.
Welcome to the Students of Natural Health podcast. My name is Dee. I'm a student naturopath from Australia, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. Joining me on today's episode, we have George. She is a student naturopath. She has a previous degree studying paramedicine, and she's also dabbled in medical science. I want to welcome you to the podcast. Hi, George. How are you going?
Yes, very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this chat.
Me too. It's you're my first paramedic that I've had. Ooh. On the show. So I think this is going to be very, very interesting. I've got quite a bit to pick your brain about. Why did you choose naturopathy?
That's a really good question. So I feel as though throughout my life, I've always been inclined and had a really deep interest in the sciences. So throughout school, biology was my favorite subject and something that I really enjoyed learning about. So I was naturally always drawn to like a pro-social line of work. I started studying medical science at Sydney Uni. I changed and went into paramedicine, which was extremely rewarding. But around that time of changing into my second degree, I experienced a personal battle with endometriosis. So wow. I was... yeah, going through that, had my first surgery whilst I was in my first year of paramedicine. So little things started to pop up here and there. I was studying a very Western medical degree. I had the surgery. Yeah, I started experiencing a lot of pain, and that only exacerbated by, you know, me working night shift and working as a paramedic, super high stress, lots of cortisol, missing meal breaks, all of that. So it wasn't until I actually got referred to a naturopath and I started my own journey, like healing through my endo and fertility and everything like that, that I thought, okay, this Western paradigm that I'm treating my patients under might not 100% be effective for the range of ailments that I see. And I know that there's a different way. So it started to sort of eat away at me when I would see a patient, for example, with like mental health issues or going through a mental health crisis, or someone who had like chronic ailments that were sort of at the end of their treatment pathway. And I'd always think like, oh, if I could only just see them through a naturopathic lens, like a year before I had to see them as a paramedic at the last point of call. Yeah, it felt kind of helpless a lot of the time seeing patients right at the end of their journey where I could have intervened a lot earlier.
Yeah, so, wow. Yeah. That's really interesting that you said you got referred on into naturopathic medicine. Was this by your doctor, was it?
No, it wasn't by my doctor. It was a word of mouth actually from my mum's personal trainer. Can you believe it? Yeah. Just the most random, like the most random connection. But she had experienced endometriosis, my mum's personal trainer. She said, tell your daughter that she needs to go and see a naturopath. And that was like my first kind of interaction with complementary, alternative, or like integrative healthcare. So little does she know, I don't even know if she knows it, but she's kind of altered the path of my life a lot, this particular lady. So yeah,
they're doing God's work on the side there. A lot of PTs.
Honestly, seriously, incredible.
You're listening to Students of Natural Health podcast. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Do you ever feel like no matter how hard you study, you're still behind? And also feeling majorly stressed out? Maybe you're drowning in your notes, feeling overwhelmed by the mountain of content being thrown your way, and even second guessing if you'll be able to finish your degree. Hi, I'm Olivia, a naturopath and ultra-organized type A overachiever. My passion is helping students like you succeed in your studies without the stress. You were probably never taught how to actually study, and that's why I created Study for Success, a space to help students understand the strategy behind studying efficiently and successfully. In my space, you learn how to simplify the study process, actually retain what you learn, and most of all save time with my unique organizational framework. So if you want to learn how to study smarter, not harder, reduce stress, and set yourself up for success from first year right through to being a new grad, check out my free Study for Success masterclass. Plus, I have a range of practical study resources designed specifically for NatMed students available on my website. Check out the links in the description below, and here's to studying for success without the stress.
Thanks for listening. On with the show.
Did you finish your paramedicine as well, or did you switch again?
No, I finished my paramedicine degree. I worked as a paramedic for 5 years after I graduated. So yeah, no, finished. So I saw it through, finished. I worked as an AMBO for just on 5 years. So yeah.
Were you thinking about naturopathy while you were studying, or was it only after you had already started a career in the paramedic workforce?
After I started my career in the paramedic workforce, I think the environment that I was working in and the conditions that I was working under also was a massive factor for me to want to leave into a different model of work and a completely different sort of modality. I definitely couldn't see myself working for the rest of my life doing like 14, 16 hour shifts and working night shift and being exposed to that level of stress. So
yeah. It's sort of counterproductive against what you're learning, isn't it? About and what you're trying to tell people, you know, that you need to look after your body and look after your sleep and look after your nutrition and look after your social and mental well-being, but you're in such an incredibly demanding job from you in every single aspect of your life. I can imagine that was quite difficult to juggle that.
It was definitely, it almost felt like a little bit of cognitive dissonance going on. But in retrospect, if I had been given the tools and the understanding and the knowledge about how to actually take care of myself properly as a shift worker, I could have been an AMBO for a lot longer. It wasn't until I had finished working as a paramedic and then started my naturopathy degree where I was learning all of these different skills that I could have employed as an AMBO. So that's why I actually wrote my guide once I'd left my state ambulance job, because I was like, oh my God, there's all of these different things, like even naturopathic herbal formulations and supplementation and sleep schedules and, you know, working with your body's HPA axis, like all of these different things I had no idea about. And I'd always think, oh my God, I probably wouldn't have gone through burnout and wanted to change so, you know, embryonically in my career if I had had these tools. So yeah. Massive passion area of mine is workers. Yeah.
So for people that don't know what your guide is it specifically aimed for shift workers, is it?
Yes, it's specifically for shift workers and those that are working in frontline models of care. So even if you're only working day shifts but you're a police officer, yeah, it's aimed at that group of people. Yeah.
What an incredible offering for the community. I love it. Did you notice that a lot of people around you also gravitated towards natural medicine as well? Is this a common phenomenon, or did you feel like you were a bit rogue going in and not turning your back on Western medicine? But I know that they can sometimes look at complementary medicine like, ah, that's quackery.
You bring forward such an important point, and this is something that I have also had to dabble with in my own, you know, foundational understanding of what type of naturopath I'm going to be. So within the workplace that I was in, there were, you know, you get a complete range of different people. Some paramedics are open to more alternative therapies and some really are not. But yeah, the very premise of shift work, like you were saying, goes against a lot of the things that are taught to naturopaths in terms of like the basic foundations of health, like sleep and everything you were talking about. So it actually did take a little while for me to take my sort of paramedic hat off and completely go into and sort of be completely open to changing myself. So as a naturopath in the future, once I do graduate, I will use like an integrative model of healthcare where, for example, if someone comes to me and they are taking antidepressants or they are only comfortable with a Western model of care, I'll be a little bit more open to that. So I think at the end of the day, it's actually going to work in my favor to have experience in both.
Yeah, for sure. How did you find the naturopathy degree in comparison to studying paramedicine and your medical science?
More difficult.
No way, really?
100%. And I say that like hand on heart, the nutritional biochemistry and the chem subjects in my naturopathy degree were more challenging than my paramedicine degrees. Learning about phytochemistry and plants, like it's an area of science that we only know 1% about so far, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So it is so complex. And then with paramedicine as well, you have to think it's an acute model of care. So you're dealing with, in a lot of instances, doctors ABC, we're going in, we're stopping the bleeding, we're keeping them breathing, you know, we're getting them to hospital. Whereas naturopathy is like, okay, Dells, we're going to sit down and go through your whole life history, your whole family history, everything, and work from there. So yeah, more difficult, 100%.
Yeah, you see people in emergency situations as a paramedic. It must be interesting for you as well, adapting to evidence-based practice. Not that naturopathy isn't evidence-based, but I know that we have a lot of quote-unquote holes in the evidence because, you know, we don't have giant funding because there's no incentives for the big pharmaceutical giants and stuff.
Yeah, 100%. It was no, 100%. I went from an extremely black and white model of care to like the naturopathic understanding, which goes, you know, with a lot of it, so much of it is evidence-based. Then you also have anecdotal evidence and traditional evidence practices. For me, and when I do start to practice, there will be certain elements and treatment plans that I will go down that I will probably just use evidence-based medicine with, and then I'll use a compilation of others like where I see fit. It did take me a little while, but it also helped that I had personal experience with seeing a naturopath and like physically seeing how much better I felt like using their treatment plan. So yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Did you find that there were some things that you were taught in your naturopathic degree that were conflicting with what you learned and that you may have had to unlearn? Did you have a process of unlearning to continue with your naturopathy studies?
I definitely did have a process of unlearning, particularly with this is a big one, and it might ruffle a few feathers, but I think it's something that is extremely important.
Oh, bring it. I love answers like this.
Yeah, no. So mental health. So as a paramedic, I just got goosebumps, but as a paramedic, when we are presented with a patient that is experiencing a mental health crisis, a lot of the times there isn't much that you can do aside from keeping them safe. So in a Western paradigm, that will be sometimes sedating them and restraining them and taking them to hospital where they can be in a safe place. So we would learn about, you know, antidepressants and just that medication pathway. When I started studying naturopathy and started learning about the gut microbiome and serotonin and GABA and hormonal fluctuations and chronic pain and so many other things that can contribute to poor mental health, it took me a little bit of time to be able to accept the fact that there were other treatment modalities for depression and anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar, etc., because I had seen how severe it could get as a paramedic. So it did take me a little while to sort of relinquish that mental health advocation, being like, it's not weak to speak. You know, you can speak to someone, you can go on medication, which is so important for people, particularly in acute mental health settings. But there is also a lot of other things that we can do within the body to help with depression, anxiety, and mental health ailments. So that was something that I had to unlearn and relearn 100%.
It's so evident that you have such a based understanding about it because, yeah, there is a tendency to go, oh, well, you don't need that. You don't need those sorts of drugs. You don't need that. It's bad for you. And, you know, you're really talking from real experiences and seeing the evolution of disease. You have a very incredible perspective, I think.
Thank you. I think I'm hoping that people will feel comfortable, because change is really uncomfortable, and seeking help from an integrative healthcare practitioner when you have no experience, and if they do seem too far left, it's difficult to access and there's barriers. But yeah, I'm really hoping to create like a safe space for people that are more inclined to follow a Western paradigm as well. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, beautiful. Apart from shift work, is there any other interest that you're really drawn to within naturopathy?
Yeah, I would say the female endocrine system, or fertility, male and female factor infertility. That's something that is extremely close to my heart. And again, another area where in Western medicine, it's not looked into with a finite lens in the way that a naturopath could look into infertility. So it's a massive passion area for myself, and something that I, can see myself working a lot in.
I totally agree. That was partially my window into the world of naturopathy. You know, you come to places when you don't have answers. I did a year of nursing, and they I remember them literally saying, like, about things that they didn't know about. They said, oh, we don't know much about that yet, but that's okay, it's not really relevant. Like when we were talking about the lymphatic system, I was like, what do you mean? That's not enough of an answer. Or that's why women, you know, that if there's anything going on reproductive wise, they go, well, I guess it's the eggs, but there's not really that deep in-depth understanding that there's an issue going on. It's sort of glazed over. So I agree.
You know, the research into even the vaginal microbiome, if you brought that up to a gynecologist or an obstetrician, straight over the head. But I think the work that naturopaths are doing in that area is absolutely phenomenal. And there are studies, you know, linking that to infertility, and just something so small, eradicating one type of pathogenic bacteria in the vaginal microbiome can prevent someone from having recurrent miscarriages for the next 5 years. Like, it just is insane to me. So something I'm really excited to delve into 100%.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, I'm going to jump into some of the logistics of your study. How far into your studies are you, and where are you currently studying?
So I am currently in the beginning of my third year at Endeavour College, just down in Southport. But I've actually applied to SCU for their master's program. Yeah, so I'm currently in the process of deciding whether or not to finish my last 2 years at Endeavour and getting that 4-year Bachelor of Health Science in Naturopathy degree, or changing over to SCU and getting my master's in naturopathic medicine. So
I feel like SCU is the one of the forgotten colleges of Australia, because it seems to be between, you know, Torrens, Endeavour, and SCU. So do you live in that area, do you? Or is the master's online?
No, so the master's is held on the Gold Coast campus down in Coolangatta, which is quite close to me, which is great. But yeah, it will be interesting to see how they all sort of pair out. I'm at the moment going through and seeing about the contact and placement hours. So at Endeavour, you do all of your prac requirements on campus in the clinic there, whereas at SCU I believe has like a rural placement, a cultural placement, and then some like in work placement, so you go and work under a naturopath. So just working out which will be the most feasible.
Would you be comfortable sharing why you were potentially looking at swapping to a different degree?
For sure. So I have just given birth to my daughter 4 months ago, and I'm currently on mat leave. So
what a machine.
so with, you know, now that I have my daughter, I was looking at all the different requirements and seeing which one would be sort of the quickest to get done, and also one that would work the best with her, because I'm apprehensive sort of to put her in care more than she needs to, if at all. So and I was also looking at the cost differences. So Endeavour, because it's a college, it's not a university, there's a 20% hex loading on top of the fee help. And then with SCU, because it's actually a university, you don't get that extra 20%, and it is a lot cheaper because they do less subjects per semester and the subjects are actually a lot cheaper. So I'm just in the process of working out, which one is more feasible, but also which one is going to put me in better stead to get me to where I want to be after my degree. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
How many subjects are you currently doing?
At the moment I'm on mat leave, so I'm not doing any, but I have been full-time since the beginning of my degree. But in saying that though, because I had a year in med science and then my bachelor's degree in paramed, I did get, I'd say, maybe 40% credit. So my full-time load was maximum 4 subjects a semester.
Yeah, beautiful. Pre-children and post-children study are completely different things, and you're about to pick it up.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm like even more motivated now that I've had my daughter, and I even though I'm not enrolled into any subjects, I have a couple of subjects that I got credits for, and I have like the PowerPoint and stuff. So I've been doing independent study, like where and when I can. Oh my gosh, like having a child, you want to give them all of your attention. But it's going to be interesting to see how that juggle happens, because again, like I don't want to take any attention away from her and I really want to be present with her, but I also know that it nourishes me to study and it makes me a better mum when I'm like mentally stimulated.
For
So
sure.
yeah, it's going to be interesting. How did you find it?
It's very interesting because, when I was studying my nursing, I was pre-children and I could literally just, I worked casually and I spent literally like sometimes 6, 7 hours sitting down at a computer and just smashing out assignments and reading. And I work really well that way. I get into a really good flow state. Whereas with children, I find that it's a lot more disrupted learning and you have to do a lot of learning on the go. And because it's not, I'm not able to sit down and do a giant chunk. I feel like I need more repetition. I need to listen to things over and over again for it to sink in rather than just the once read over and really cementing things down and cementing that knowledge in. So I personally find like listening to it in my ears and podcasts and listening to audiobooks are a really fantastic way for me to try and get that muscle memory in my head. And so that it's embedded into my subconscious thoughts. And then, of course, I'll indulge at nighttime. I'll pick up my book and I'll sit down and while my kids are sleeping and I'll have a good read of maybe an hour. And it's surprising how much sinks in when you've got an hour, just an hour to dedicate to it. So
Empathize with that 100%. Wow.
it's interesting because a lot of the people in our degree as well, you see two sides of it. You see the young, trendy girls that are, they can dedicate their whole world to it. And I think sometimes it's easy to compare yourself and compare your progress, especially when we're able to only do perhaps one or two subjects at a time because we're trying to devote so much of our lives and so much of ourselves to our children. But it's also, we have that different kind of motivation behind our studies. So I think it's, you can gain a lot from that. So.
On that point, where you say you compare your progress to other people, I was trapped in that logic when I was studying to be a paramedic. So I was 19 when I started, 18, 19 when I started my degree, and I graduated as a paramedic at 21. I was on road
Wow.
by 21 and a half. But the thing is, right, it's I look back and I wish I could shake myself and say, what are you doing? Like, honestly, what are you doing? Like, go travel Europe, go take a break. Like, there is no rush. I was rushing into the most traumatic job that I ever could have picked in my life. I was a child, like I was 21, dealing with 55, 60-year-old patients' problems, like, really awful, awful, awful things. And I think in healthcare and particularly naturopathy, as you're saying, you get those younger people that can dedicate their whole lives to it, and they will be phenomenal practitioners in their own right, and they'll have their own client basis. But I feel really comfortable taking it at a slower pace, because I know once I graduate, I might be in my 30s, but I'll be a lot more of a well-rounded practitioner with a lot more life experience. And I think that's invaluable, particularly when you're trying to relate to people going through chronic health issues and things that pop up, like age in healthcare as a practitioner. Don't even worry about it, honestly.
You couldn't have said it. I couldn't have said it better myself. Like that's so beautifully articulated. You don't want to be burnt out before you've even begun the race.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you want to be able to absorb, like, for example, flower essences. That was a subject that I did last semester. And that's like thousands, hundreds, if not thousands of years of knowledge that has been passed down. And if you're doing five subjects at a time and you're like blitzing through the PowerPoints and slides, and you're like just trying to memorize this, that, the other, or even any of the herbal subjects, it's like the point is to take your time, absorb it, like respect the process of learning, and like respect the grandeur of what we're actually learning. I feel like it's really easy to be caught up in that rat race, but it's like traditional evidence that's been passed down. Like, take a second and take it in,
Yeah, you're trying to cram thousands of years into 12 weeks. Like that's
Yes.
nuts. That's
That is
nuts.
wild, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
What has been some of your favorite resources that you've used in your studies? It could be from any of your degrees that have just really been a game changer for you, even just to cope with the sheer intensity of the degrees.
In terms of the content, I find the Braun and Cohen herbs and supplements textbook, the one that's like this big, It's literally like it's large. I find that so helpful because it's a compilation of all the different evidence-based studies, for each herb. So for me, in that sort of paramedic mind, I can like it's very black and white. I'm like, that's what it is. This is a contraindication. This is the dose. Da, da, da. So that's been a really good staple to refer back to. There's a podcast, FX Medicine. Yeah, it's really good. And I also find, funnily enough, my colleagues, like the people that are in my year at uni, their Instagram pages, because we're all learning the same thing at the same time, like generates conversation and like consolidates what we're learning. I find that super helpful. And also, I have a mentor, a naturopathic mentor, and also my previous naturopath that I saw when I started going through all my fertility stuff. I'll often speak to her. So yeah, quite a breadth of different things that I lean on.
Fantastic. I'll be definitely jumping onto some of those myself. I suggest the audience does the same. What has been one of your most favorite opportunities that have shown up for you since starting this degree?
Do you know what? I would actually say one of my favorite opportunities that has shown up for me is the opportunity to take on board what I'm learning and actually implement it in my own life. I know that's a bit of a backwards answer to the question, but
Beautiful answer.
yeah, no, it's that opportunity to try things and be able to make a decision as to whether or not it's something I want to build in my own practice, and just being able to experience it. I feel like learning in the healing sort of modality or healthcare is a lifelong process where you're constantly making decisions about whether or not something fits in with your values. So yeah, I would say that. I've also had the opportunity to work with different brands that I feel aligned with, and to be able to connect with them has been pretty cool, and see how they run their businesses and things like that. So that's been really awesome as well.
I love asking this question as well because I think sometimes people think that the only place you can go with it is that it's a very direct approach. But the more conversations I'm having like this, the more I'm realizing that this degree and this kind of knowledge, it really, you can't predict it. It can take you anywhere with it. There's lots and lots of opportunities with it. What is your dream with this degree? Where would you like to end up?
Love that question, because I'm definitely someone that manifests and goal sets and is like always thinking about the future. Something that I want to do first is become an extremely proficient practitioner, which would mean going into private practice or one-on-one consult sort of back to back to back to back to back. I think that's really important. I did the same thing when I was a paramedic. People would ask like, oh, do you want to do intensive care paramedics and all this or that? And it's like, before you even think about any of that, you need to get the groundwork right, like really, really right, and sort of like flesh that out. Yeah, I want to go into one-on-one private practice or private consulting that way. But in future, I would love to be able to reach like more of a mass audience, particularly in the context of shift work, whether or not that be sort of working alongside a university or working in for an ambulance service or a bigger organization where I can make more of like a systemic change.
Yeah, I'm so excited to watch your account and see where you go with this. I think we might have to have a reunion episode as well
Yeah,
so I can
absolutely.
have a chat to you about how you go with this potential change in your studies that you're going to be going through. What's a piece of advice that you have for the audience in terms of like what they can be doing now in their pre-studies or during their studies that you wish that you knew and that you could take on board?
Yeah, so I feel like doing your market research in terms of which educational institution you're going to subscribe to is a good place to start, which is something I didn't do as prolifically as I probably should have. But yeah, definitely doing that, and also exploring what ignites that sort of passion for you, like what area of medicine makes you feel really, really passionate and what you are drawn to. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Think about where you want to be and what area you really want to specialize in, because yeah, it's very easy to see someone doing really well in a naturopathic business and say like, oh, I want to be like them. But if it's not coming from the heart and a place from where you want it to come from, it's yeah, not gonna end well, I don't think.
Well said. And finally, where can our audience find you if they feel like they're really resonating with you, they're really vibing with you, and they just want to follow you and see more of your content and watch this beautiful evolution you're about to go on?
My Instagram page is just GM Naturopathy. Yeah, I have that. And I've got a little TikTok account as well, which is the same, GM Naturopathy. So that's where you can find me. I've also got my website under the same name. If you ever have any questions or want to send an email or anything like that, that link is always there. So
beautiful. And as always, I'll link that down in the description for people to find you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I've enjoyed this conversation so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it if you've made it this far. If you like the interview and you like what I do, please rate and follow the podcast on your chosen listening provider, as it not only notifies you of new episodes, but it also helps with my visibility on the platforms. If you're interested in being featured on the podcast, I've streamlined the process by creating a contact form on my website where you can say hi and let me know that you're interested. All of my social media accounts are linked there as well on my website. As always, I'll link everything in the description that was spoken about on today's episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.